بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، قال الله تبارك وتعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا توبوا إلى الله توبة نصوحة. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: التائب من الذنب كمن لا ذنب له، أو كما قال عليه السلام: صدق الله العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. رسالة درود شريف: اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. أما بعد، respected elders, dear brothers, ulama-i kiram who are here, hufaz of the Holy Quran, and our mothers and sisters and all who are listening on the audio streaming, this poetry is a very important sabak and a lesson for us to keep on revising this lesson. Very, very important points advice and admonition are found in these couplets, where the poet starts off by saying, Gunaho pe sharminda ilahi dar guzar kar de, bara mujrim hu main tera ilahi dar guzar kar de. O Allah, I am very, very regretful over the sins that I committed throughout my life. Now forgive me and overlook me. And I am a very big criminal in terms of the sins that I committed. O Allah, overlook my sins. And this is the beginning of Tawbah. The starting point of Tawbah is realization and remorsefulness and regret. That is the first step in the pathway of Tawbah. If a person does not regret and is not remorseful for the sins and wrongs that he committed, then what is he going to make Tawbah from? He's not even going to make Tawbah. So the first step towards the acceptance of Tawbah is nadamat and repentance and acknowledgement of the sin. That is the first thing. Today we are living in such a world that leave alone remorsefulness and regret on the commission of the sin, we actually find people are boasting about their sins. And they are actually proud of the commission of their sins, and they are advertising their sins, and they're posting their sins online on social media platform for the whole world to see. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-aliyyil azim. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned, kullu ummati mu'afa illa al-mujahirun. All my ummah will be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala except the mujahirun, not muhajirun. Don't mix the letters up. Mujahirun. Mujahirun. Who are the mujahirun? Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam explained, the mujahirun are those people who commit sins and they expose their sins and they publicize their sins. When Allah wants to cover their sins, they go and publicize their sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks for every excuse to cover a person's sin. That my banda, my servant, must not become ruswa, he must not become zaleel, he must not become disgraced in the eyes of the people, in his family, in his friends, in his community, in the public. He must not become zaleel, and he must not become ruswa, and disgraced and humiliated. But this idiotic person, Allah is trying to cover his sin, he wants to go and publicize it. So may Allah Ta'ala save us from such a state that we are not regretful on our sins, we are not remorseful, and we even go out and publicize our sins when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to cover our sins. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves. One of his beautiful sifat and one of his beautiful attributes, one of the beautiful qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Allah is as-sattar. As-sattar.
What is Sattar? A Sattar means the one who covers the sins and faults of his servants. He blankets it and he conceals it. The concealer. This is the meaning of the word Sattar. Allah is the concealer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires that my servants should also be those who conceal the sins of others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives such a great reward for the person who conceals somebody's fault and sin. Allah gives a very great reward to that person. One of the rewards will be Allah will conceal his sins and his faults and Allah will not disgrace him. Allah Ta'ala will say, "Oh my servant, you covered my servant's faults and sins. So, I am more deserving of covering your sins and your faults." So huge rewards are there for the people who conceal the faults of others and they conceal their sins. Again, today we are living in such a time that people enjoy broadcasting the sins of other people. They enjoy it. They want to make it public and they want to make it viral. Viral. Like a virus. They want to try and make it viral. My whole world must know about the faults of so-and-so person. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. What will be the result? The result will be Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never let those people die from this world until they don't get involved in the same sin or worse than that, and they will be more disgraced than anybody. What a severe warning. But despite all the warnings, people are not heeding, people are not listening, people are not taking any notice. And they're continuing in their ways. So the poet says that Bara mujrim ho me tera ilahi dar guzar kar de. I am a very big criminal, O my Allah. I acknowledge, I'm making i'tiraf e kusur, an admission of guilt. Because when a person goes in front of the judge, also in the court, and he knows he's guilty. He knows he committed the crime. But if he tries to bring false evidence to try and get away, right, in some cases people get away too. But in many instances, all their evidence that they bring in front of the court is so weak and shaky that the judge throws it out and says, "You are guilty, the court finds you guilty. And you try to deceive the court with lies. You are guilty of perjury and lying also. And so your sentence is going to be heavier compared to the person who goes to the court and says, 'I plead guilty, my lord. I am guilty, my lord. I acknowledge my mistake. I did the wrong. I am guilty. I am remorseful.' The judge even, you know, lightens the sentence in the case of those people who show remorse. Because when they report the case in the newspaper, they will even say that so-and-so person, the case took place and all of that. And the criminal showed remorsefulness. And so the judge looked at mitigating factors and gave him a lighter sentence than what he would have had if he did not show regret and remorsefulness. And some cases they report that the criminal did not show any remorsefulness. So the judge said, no, the full sentence must apply to him. That is in the courts of this world. So in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the person who will show remorsefulness and the one who will make acknowledgement of his wrongdoings and he will make i'tiraf qusur and he will confess to his sins, then it is expected from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah will treat him leniently and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him clemency and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him amnesty. You will get amnesty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his sentence will be removed completely, and he will be left to go scot-free, inshallah. Khata koi nahi chori, kabhi isya nahi chora, bas ab karta hu main toba, ilahi dar guzar kar de. I didn't leave any sin, but I went and committed it. I did not give up any kind of transgression, but I went and I committed every sin and transgression that was possible to commit. This was the rotten sinner that I was. But despite all my mistakes that I made, I'm still repenting to you, O Allah. I'm making tawbah. Dar guzar kar de. O Allah, accept my repentance and accept my tawbah. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and Allah ta'ala's kindness. It is such that a person whole life, he did all the wrongs, he committed so many sins, he did so many haram actions, he even took alcohol, drugs and gambling and womanizing and zina and discos and went to all the wrong places, did all the haram. And now he became an old man. And now he's in his old age. And now he is sick now. Now his back is bent. Now he doesn't have energy and strength to even go and commit the gunas that he was doing when he was young. And now he's coming right till the end of his life. And now he's coming close to his qabr, like they say, one leg on a banana peel and the other leg in the qabr. He's about to slide in. And he knows that now my life has come to an end now. Now at the 11th hour and beyond the 11th hour, as we will say, even at 11:55, he raises his hands and says, Allah, I'm making tawbah. Oh my Allah, no matter what I was throughout my life, I committed every wrong and I committed every sin. But in this old age of mine, before I leave this world, I know that I am such a big sinner that I will get very big azab and punishment in the hereafter. But now, at this time of my life, I raise my hands before you and I put my hands up and I say, hands up, O my Allah, I made tawbah, I made enough of all the sins, I'm making tawbah, I'm repenting to you. And the rahmat and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so great that even that gunegar and that khatakar and that siyakar and that sinner of a whole lifetime, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at the 11:55, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive him. And Allah ta'ala will say, oh my banda, you did what you did, but at least at the end you are remorseful, go, I've forgiven you. This is the rahmah and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Leave alone the person who committed sins and he made tawbah. A person made puja to the idols his whole life. He worshipped the cross his whole life. And he went to the, you know, temples and churches and wherever he went, his whole life he spent in kufr and shirk. Whole life he was atheist, so you know he did not even believe in the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But right at 11:55 and 11:57 and 11:59, just before 12, even at 11:59, 1 minute before, if he came to his senses and his realization, and at that point in time he says, oh my Allah, I acknowledge you as one and only, and your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as your messenger. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At the end of his life he reads this kalima and he takes the shahada. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, oh my servant, go straight into Jannat. Direct, bypass everything, go directly into Jannat.
direct into Jannah.
All your life of kufr and shirk and everything is forgiven by virtue of your iman at the last moment. So if a mu'min, he makes tawbah at the last moment, it is much lesser than the sin of kufr. Why will Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not send him into Jannah? So therefore, the biggest thing in this day and age, dear friends, is the need for a lot of tawbah and istighfar. Khilona haath ke apne bana rakha hai shaitan ne, bana le apna tu banda ilahi dar guzar kar de. The shaitan made me a toy in his hand. I was like a little toy, and I was like a little puppet on the string in the hands of shaitan. Shaitan was making me jump and dance. He was pulling the strings from the back, and I was like a little puppet in the hands of shaitan, like a toy. And he, you know, did make me do every wrong thing, and he was laughing at me all the way as I was doing all the wrongs. But now I've come to realize that this is my dushman and this is my enemy, and now I'm breaking my ties with him, and now I'm becoming your banda, and I'm now becoming your servant, oh my Allah. Accept my repentance. I've broken my relationship with the shaitan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept you into his friendship. No matter how many years you broke your friendship with Allah, but at the end, if you restore your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is waiting to accept you as his friend. In this world, if there were two best friends, and for something happened, a big problem happened between them, and now they're not on good terms, and a long time passes, 4, 5, 6 years pass, and then one of them goes to the other and says, "Hey brother, you know what, man, come on, man, let's be friends again." That fellow will say, 6 years, 7 years, 10 years now, you're coming to me after 10 years. And now you want me to be your friend? This is how the friends of this world will be. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, "Oh my servant, never mind how many years you are not my friend. Today you show the desire to be my friend. I accept you as my friend and I take you into my friendship." Therefore, when we go for Hajj, what do? We do Rami in Mina at the Jamarat. We do the Rami of the Jamarat. We stone the shaitan. It's not just a ritual of stoning the shaitan. When the Western media and all report, they say, "Oh, the Muslims finished the ritual of stoning the devil and all of that." It's not a ritual. For them it may be a ritual, for us not a ritual. It is a very, very meaningful and significant action of showing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and showing to the shaitan that, "Look here, we have now broken our relationship and we've broken our friendship. And all the years that you were trying to, you know, mislead me and take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm now showing you today that that's the end of it." Bismillah Allahu Akbar, Bismillah Allahu Akbar, and we're stoning the shaitan to show that, you know what, now relationship is gone and broken with you forever. That is the meaning of, but Allah forgive us, after we come back from Hajj, and for a short while, mashallah, we're in a state of josh and all that, but then we find that as the days go by, then our friendship gets restored with shaitan again. But it's not the end of the world. We must still continue to breaking. We may not be in Mina in the days of Hajj in Ihram to stone the shaitan, but figuratively in our mind we say, oh Allah, like I stoned the shaitan there, in my mind I'm stoning the shaitan and I'm breaking my ties with him. Imagine how beautiful these words are. And I would like to go through the entire, you know, poetry, but because of time, I will stop at this point in time. I will stop here with the reminder that, dear friends, let us not delay with the process of tawbah and istighfar, because one of the tactics of shaitan is to make us delay in the process of tawbah. And shaitan says, "What you worried about making tawbah now, man? You're young. Life is good. You're enjoying yourself. You're having fun. You're having pleasure. You're having a good time. Things are going well. Think about all that when you're old and, you know, over the hills, then you can make tawbah that time. This is the biggest deception of the shaitan, because he's trying to create in us the deception of, you know, that we got a lot of time in front of us, and therefore we can carry on living however we want, and we'll think about tawbah later in life. There is no guarantee what is going to happen tomorrow morning, leave tomorrow morning, tonight, leave tonight, in the next few minutes. Allah alone knows best. Hence, the mu'min must always be in a state of repentance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times, and every time, all the time, we should be saying, Allah, I'm making tawbah, I'm making repentance from all my sins. Allah, forgive all the sins I committed till now. I'm making istighfar, I'm seeking your forgiveness. After every salah, in every salah, at the end of the salah, Allahumma ghfirli wa li walidayya wa li ustadi wa li jami'il mu'minin wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. Allahumma ghfirli, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. We read these du'as at the end of salah. After the salah, we say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And we make tawbah at the end of our salatu, and after our salatu, we repenting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a reminder that tawbah is an ongoing thing, and it must be carrying on till the last moments of our life. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَقْبَلُ تَوْبَةَ الْعَبْدِ مَا لَمْ يُغَرْغِرْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the tawbah of his servant right up until the point when the breath is leaving the body, the soul is departing from the body, and the breath is now choking, and the last gasps of air he's taking before he leaves this world. Till that point in time, Allah will accept tawbah. Once you reach that point where now your ruh is being extracted from your body, the doors of tawbah are closed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a long stretch of time that make tawbah, make tawbah, make tawbah, make tawbah. Don't wait and leave it till that last moment and you went over the line, and now you want to make, you can't make tawbah once you cross the line. Before you cross the line, make tawbah. Once you've crossed that line of life, then there is no tawbah after that. Then you can make a million tawbah after that. Not one will be accepted. And before you cross the line, you can make one tawbah. That one tawbah will be accepted. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and guidance and understanding and realization. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make excessive istighfar, make a lot of tawbah. In this day and age, wherever we are bombarded with guna and sin. The sin in our phones, you open your phone, every temptation of haram and sin is there. Every screen you're flipping through, there's all these kind of things there that, you know, which we never were exposed to before. These things were never there before. Now, even a person doesn't want to commit a sin, is driving on the roads too, on the highways too, on the byways too, and everywhere the billboards are there inviting a person to guna and sin. Everywhere there are images of sin all over. Now in this polluted and this filthy environment and this corrupt environment, the only thing that we can hold on to and that we can hang on to now is a lot of istighfar and a lot of tawbah. Carry on asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. Luqman al-Hakim, Luqman the wise, he said to his son, oh my son, repent to Allah and keep on saying, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, because you don't know which moment one angel of Allah is going to say, Ameen, and your work will be done. So carry on from time to time, say, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, Rabbi ghfirli, oh Allah, forgive me, oh Astaghfirullah, Astaghfirullah. One moment check, the angel is going to say, Ameen, and your work is done. But there's going to be no, any message that's going to come to you in your phone or anywhere to say, right, the angel said, Ameen, now it's okay, after this you can be free to do as you want. There is no message that's going to come. There's no text or anything that will come to tell that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purposely and very, you know, wisely kept it away from our knowledge and information so that we don't get, we don't become bold in committing more and more sin, and we always remain humble, and we consider ourselves sinful, and we repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah give us tawfiq. Inshallah, we will read our Durood Sharif, shortened Durood Sharif, and this will be also for the Isal Sawab of Marhumin, Marhum Yusuf Patel, and all the Marhumin, inshallah.